Once a jolly swagman can buy a billabong. Under the shade of a coolabah tree, he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzin' Matilda with me.
Waltzin' Matilda, waltzin' Matilda, you'll come a waltzin' Matilda with me.
If you think we have a report about young people waltzing, you're right. But these young people haven't put on their dancing shoes. Far from it. I never knew until this week what waltzing meant in this song. It turns out that the Australian term has German roots. Young men who've completed a craft apprenticeship are said to be auf der Walz when they travel around and work in different places to gain experience. The 800-year-old journeyman tradition is still carried on by a hardy few. Swiss Info's Claire O'Dea caught up with two of them in the western Swiss lakeside town of Murten, where they were just finishing up a restoration job on the 15th century town hall. Johannes the Carpenter and Patrick the Slater represent a revival in the old tradition, and they don't mind standing out from the crowd.
The first thing you notice about these travelling craftsmen is their unusual outfits. They wear black corduroy suits, flared trousers and broad-brimmed hats, and carry a travelling bundle and a walking stick. I asked Johannes Krasnienko from northern Germany to describe his costume.
Also, sie haben zum Beispiel einen großen Schlag, der an der Hose zum Beispiel. Der kommt daher, dass wenn man in der Säge arbeitet, dass einem die Sägespäne nicht in die...
The flares on the trousers are wide to stop sawdust from falling into our shoes when we're working with a saw. The 8 buttons on the waistcoat are for the hours we work per day, and the 6 buttons on the jacket represent 6 working days per week, which is how it was in the past. Then there's our black honor tie, which shows which brotherhood we belong to.
Daran kann man erkennen, welchem Schacht wir zugehören, dass wir halt bei den rechtschaffenen Fremden reisen.
The young carpenter's visit to Murten was coming to an end.
Also hier zum Beispiel hat man gemerkt, dass man, ich bin jetzt schon...
I've been here nearly 2 months, and I noticed the other morning that the bakery shop assistant had put aside 2 rolls for me. And that's a sign that it's time to move on. We're quite well known here.
They say that when the neighbors kiss and the dogs don't bark anymore, it's time to leave.
That was Patrick Kunkel, Slater by trade, and travelling companion of Johannes. The men don't carry mobile phones. I asked Patrick about the other rules.
Die Mindestreisezeit, die traditionelle Reisezeit, beträgt 3 Jahre und 1 Tag.
Well, the minimum travelling time is 3 years and a day, according to the tradition handed down. And in this time, you are not allowed to return closer than 50 kilometers from your hometown. As for transport, we are hitchhiking our way around, or on foot. Trains or other forms of public transport are forbidden in German-speaking countries. Apart from that, you have to be under 30, with no debts, no children, and unmarried.
Muss man unter 30 sein, schuldenfrei, keine Kinder, nicht verheiratet.
Aber wir leben jetzt ein altes.
We're following a traditional lifestyle. The others have the clock, and we have time. It's all a bit different, a bit like in the past.
Alles ein bisschen anders, ein bisschen wie früher.
The wanderers have no ties, but they do have obligations to their craft brotherhood and are supposed to behave honourably as members of the 800-year-old Association of Righteous Journeymen, Carpenters and Slaters.
I love to go a-wandering along the mountain track, and as I go I love to sing my knapsack on my back.
Valerie,
come join my happy soul.
I wave my hand.